You're listening to
V for Vertigo,
episode 83.
Something kind of vertigo going on here. I've been seeing fables in my dreams. I've been laying scalped out here for hours in this swamp in New Orleans. I've been reading spells from books of magic, trying just to help blaze trails to you. Feeling like a loser, so, so tragic. Feeling like I'm left to preach at fools. All the time spent moving, oh so slow. It's something kind of vertigo.
Welcome, it's the beginning of another edition of V for Vertigo, where I'm in the air everywhere, streaming on the vast world wide web. And this podcast is one man's journey into the world of all things Vertigo comics, because everything else is just picture books. I'm your host, Mark Johnson. And this week's spoiler-filled review will cover Bloody Mary by Garth Ennis and Carlos Esquera. Esquera? I don't know. My Espanol sucks mucho balls. And hello, everybody. How are you doing? As I say every week, this will be a quick show because I'm starving. And I still have work to do and I gotta make dinner and blah, blah, blah. And I want to watch the Sunday night game. It looks to be a good one. It's the Pittsburgh and the New England. I think New England will win after the shellacking they got last week. And I was actually surprised the Cowboys. Who wrote them Cowboys? I mean, I knew it'd be close. I figured it'd be close and they'd be in it. But I didn't figure they'd give the New York Giants a shellacking of their own. But enough about football, because this isn't a football podcast, except sometimes it is. And, you know, okay, so I did watch the second episode of The Walking Dead. And by the way, fuck you, AMC, for not showing that one. I had to get through other means. Apparently, I'm just going to have to get through other means, because AMC sucks. And who has AMC? I don't even have cable, but that's another thing. So I watched the second episode, and while it had more things going on, like, you know, just stuff, tension, action, it's sort of, it's also sort of bad to, I don't know. I have a feeling overall, if I was to rank this first season, all six episodes, I have a feeling it's gonna be like a 3.5 out of 5. Like, it'd be like, yeah, it's okay, it's good at parts, sometimes it's slow, but good. Because my biggest problem with The Walking Dead is not how slow it is, and it's not perfect. And so, geeks, you're out of your fucking mind. It's like defending the goddamn Star Wars prequels. There's no defense for that shit. It's not good. It's good. No, it's not good. Okay. The biggest problem I have is that they kind of changed the zombies. They're kind of focusing on them more, but they did hella stuff. Like, they're a little faster. Like they'll run, semi-run, jog after you if you're in the vicinity, instead of shuffle awkwardly, very fast. It's weird. It's like it's not Dawn of the Dead, the new one, the remake, or 28 Days Later fast, but it's still like pretty fast. And I'm like, really? And then another problem I have is that, apparently, in this universe, zombies could climb ladders, use weapons and bricks to break down store windows, and climb fences, and open doors. Jesus. So, they're running, like, climbing, using weapons, maybe grabbing and throwing zombies. I don't know. It's pretty stupid. I can see why they did it. They did it for television so they can up the tension or something like that. But in my mind, it's like, okay, well, if zombies could do all that, really, you should have no chance. I mean, they're fast and they're not completely stupid. And for some strange reason, their body doesn't inhibit them from hopping a fence instead of just the sheer weight of numbers, which would make more sense to bring down the fence. But, I mean, I think the problem is you shouldn't focus on the zombies. That's what makes The Walking Dead comic good, and that's what makes anything that has zombies in it, whether it's the original Dawn of the Dead, Night of the Living Dead, or the best thing, World War Z, is that you don't focus on the zombies. When you do focus on the zombies, you get rather shit stories. Like, I read this one story. What was it? I downloaded it on my e-reader. And, okay, zombies, they were making camps of humans. So, you know, they, and then treating the women well, of course. And then the men, they'd eat a part at a time, and they were breeding so they can eat it. That was okay twist, I guess. But then they could also use weapons and stuff, and guns. It's like, well, alright. So the humans, if you're a human, you kind of have no chance. And they were smart and obviously able to communicate and be in groups because they had feeding camps, or raising, breeding stock. Very, very, very blah. But I think the worst story I read, because at least that one was short. I think it was like a dollar or two to buy, whatever. But the worst thing I read was, it was your standard zombocalypse, but then, like, zombies would also eat, like, trees and grass, like, the bark off trees and shit. I was like, what? That's stupid. I mean, in fact, that they would turn the entire planet into a wasteland and there's no winning. But I was like, what? And then, like, to escape them at the end, it started in Africa and then eventually went to New York. And then a guy, spoiler alert for this shitty book, I don't remember the name of. And then this, like, mummies fought them, and they could kind of control the zombies with some magic thing. But then the guys, when they got to New York, they eventually ended up going to Statue of Liberty Island, whatever that's called. Liberty Island? I don't know. Never been there. And I guess the guy who was able to control them, or lure them or something, I don't remember, is that he had the zombies go into the water, and at the end of the book, I was like, oh, it was like over, because the zombies went into the water, right? It's like, what? I was like, that's stupid. And then the hero, like, turned into a zombie or something, but kept his mental facilities because of the way it happened. And apparently, there are also more books in the series, and I was like, fuck, I ain't reading that shit. Just like, some other book series I read. I enjoyed the first one, and then I bought it because she's a local author and she's cool. She's pretty cute too. But then I read the second one recently, and I was like, oh, this book kind of sucked. And then what was worse was like, wow, like, there's more. And then I guess it's weird. I don't know. Whatever. Oh. Don't buy that weird zombie book, because it sucks so much. The POV shifting didn't help. But my point is that zombie stuff should not be about the zombies. And you should not make them run fast, unless they're non-zombies, like in 28 Days Later. But you should not make them run fast, use weapons, like, and do all these things. That's not the point of a zombie. I'm totally rambling on too much. I hear tonight's episode of Walking Dead was the best one. Really, 3 out of 6, though, come on. It's the best one. 6-episode season. And I gotta find a place to find, or I'll watch it. So, enough about that. We actually have a bit of news, so how about that?
Vertigo News.
So if you're a big Fables fan, and who isn't? Apparently I'm the only one who doesn't like the series, as something must be wrong with me, or all of you. So, this was interesting. I found that in Fables 100, if I had an LCS or ordered floppies from like DCB service, I would probably pick this up. If you want to know what's in Fables 100, it has a 62-page comic story, a 10-page bro story, a do-it-yourself puppet theater, which I guess you will probably have to cut out the pages. That I want to see what that would be like. A three-page story. I think it's a three-page like comic story, and then another three-page pro story. This is getting confusing. And then a two-page Fables board game, which is a, how can you can a piece of paper be a board? Well, I would want to play that board game. I wonder how it'd be like. And then lastly, because Willingham has a huge ego, four celebrity burning question stories. I don't know what that is all about. So yeah, there'll be a link if you want to see, be more specific. But those, some of those extra things seem, well, they seem pretty cool. Like the theater and maybe the board game, but I don't know about the other stuff. We'll see. Well, we won't see. You'll see, because I won't be buying it. There you go. And the last bit of news is that DC has finally opened up a digital comic store, along with some Vertigo titles, like Transmet, The Invisibles, which I should really pick up and read, 100 Bullets, The Unwritten, Hellblazers, and a few others. As far as I know, I didn't click every link. They have like first trades worth, so about 6 issues or so, and issues are $1.99. And you know what? I saw my friend yesterday and was playing around with his iPad, and I was you know, after messing with it, I don't want an iPad because Apple's kind of for wankers and it's overpriced, but I do want a tablet for like $200-$300 where I could maybe do some edits. That would be cool. I hear it'd be good for editing. Yeah, I could see that. Do some edits, but mainly to watch movies and shit. And then to read, reading magazines and comics. Because apparently there's a free Maxim app. That's cool. Like, that is what a tablet should be used for. But to do all this work and surf the web, it's like, yeah. Maybe not. Maybe Google Reader. I don't know. So, yeah. Oh, air hockey's pretty cool. I beat the computer on Insane. Insane. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's it for the news. Let's talk about Bloody Mary so I can go and eat.
And now it's time for the rundown.
So, this week's pick is Bloody Mary by... Oh, thought I heard something. Garth Ennis and Carlos Esquera. And the reason I picked this, well, I kind of wanted to do it for the Halloween, but then, oh look, someone didn't come on the show. Oh look. And that kind of threw me off. And then what else threw me off was being lazy on Halloween, or busy. Busy, we'll go with busy. So, it would have been a good thing. And then, you know, Garth Ennis, I haven't really read much. The problem with Garth Ennis now, aside from me not being able to contact him anywhere on the internet, I really want to interview him before I quit this show, is that, I lost my train of thought. The problem with Garth Ennis is that he works for Dynamite now. Well, I mean, they're buying his stuff. And for whatever reason... See, this is weird. Apparently, I found this out somewhere on the web, is that DC could have had The Boys, right? But they chose not to. So, which is weird. It's like Garth Ennis, I mean, he's wrote some big stuff for DC. Whether The Boys would have been, it probably would have been a Vertigo imprint. It figured DC buy it, they released it on a Vertigo. Maybe they... they thought it was too over the top, or maybe they didn't like what he had to say because some of the things are about them, like the Batman Robin character in that book. I mean, but he also takes jab at Marvel, but maybe they didn't like that, so they didn't buy the Boys. So he's been doing that with Dynamite, and he's been doing Crossed, which I gotta pick up the first trade. It's very disturbing. And then he's gonna do a new one. So I guess that sucks. Dynamite is his go-to. Way to drop the ball, DC. Way to fucking drop the ball. Because Dynamite is really expensive. They use a higher quality paper. Kind of glossy. But man, their trades are like all $20. It's like, Jesus. Could have been cheaper. They were with DC. And the Boys, the Boys would have been perfect for Vertigo. Although maybe they would have canceled it. Maybe he would have joined that club. So, man, DC, drop the ball. Alright, so Bloody Mary. I forgot what year it takes place in. Now, not too distant future. 2012. I think 2012. There's a war, of course, as there always is. And now, apparently in this timeline, all Europe joined forces, or most of Europe, except for England, which I could see because of the Euro. It's like, they're all in that way. But the guy that took over is another version of Hitler. So, yeah, so he doesn't like colored people, which, is Spain part of the coalition? Like, there are non-white European countries. What's Turkey fall under, anyway? I don't know. I don't want to get into the politics of it all. So, there's not much explaining. Wasn't it just a Western Europe? No, it was like, I think it was a European thing. All I know is England didn't join. And then they started to dominate in business. And so America had to fight them because of various trade stuff. I don't know. Weird. And Asia is keeping out of it. And yeah, so that's the background behind the war. And it's been going on, I want to say 10 or 12 years. And what's cool is that there's all these fancy advances in war. And then one of the England cities gets nuked, but then America or the US convinces them not to nuke back. So there's like an unspoken law of nuking, because there was like one more nuke, everyone would have nuked. But then they do all these advances in like tanks and planes, or break it down in infantry, cavalry, and artillery, where all troops and aircraft get destroyed, where you can't fly or they have anything over. Where an infantry guy can take out a tank or two. And but then the other side has countermeasures and catches up. So there's like a stalemate, and then it's just up down to the grunts, as they knew it'd be. So Bloody Mary, she's 40, and she's part of a kill team that kills stuff. Yeah, see how that works? No, she goes and assassinates or kills a guy. There's like this information that this guy has, and she gets it. And then this one guy named Anderton is trying to... I want to say Mr. Anderson. But it's Anderton, I think. Well, he could sell this unstoppable weapon to the bad guys. Well, eventually, the bad guys want to kill him because they know he's going to dick them over. And then the good guys try to go after him. There's a whole lot of shooting and stuff. But then he takes the weapon. And the weapon is this weird organism from China called the Blood Dragon. And when you ingest it, and it's pretty big, or when it goes into you, you can't be easily killed. Like, you can be shot and stuff, and it'll hurt. But you won't die. Because it kind of duplicates your nervous system and stuff, and gives you more lungs and all this crap. You can't die. You're basically invincible. I'm invincible. So there is that. Oh, eventually Mary goes after him, doesn't kill him, but survives again, and then she takes a blood dragon. And at the end of the... Oh, Bloody Mary is essentially two stories. So at the end of the first story, which is halfway through the trade, she beats him by chopping him up and maybe setting him on fire. And then little Hitler dies in helicopter's blades, much like the end of The Last Boy Scout. So, there you go. And then the second part of the story deals with, there's a lot of turmoil in the States. And there's this other racist group, which is everyone's a racist, that takes over New York, tries to cleanse it, because this one guy wants to have like 140,000 kids, and that's weird. Yeah. So Mary has to go in and save him, and then one of the assassins from the first story, the Batman, who's French, but he's all fucked up because of what happened. Arlisa's face is, and he's kind of robotic. Yeah, he has a cure for Mary. He kills the blood dragon within her, because he found information about it. But at the end, the guy dies. Although I don't know why they have access to tanks and stuff on home soil. Well, he dies, the Batman dies, and Mary gets the Statue of Liberty up. The end. That's it. Good night, everybody. Okay, no. Now, I love post-apocalyptic stories. The ones that are done well, anyway. But it's weird. Like, as much as I enjoyed this trade, this kind of has the problem. Like, it's the year that they take place. If it happens too soon or happens now and things haven't quite turned out that way, it seems a bit false. I wonder in a few years, so Back to the Future 2 might seem that way. Although it was ahead of its time on like TVs. Not Power Laces, maybe? I don't know. Well, maybe not that, but in 3D. So there you go. But it's weird. And most of the time, if it takes place now and stuff didn't happen, like there's no flying car, there's no hoverboard, there's no jetpack. Well, that's what they thought in the 50s, I think. 50s or 60s. It's like an alternate reality fail. That kind of happened here, but I wish they had talked more about the war. That was a mixed bag. I read a book recently by this other author I kind of know. Gotta stop reading these books if I seriously have no interest in them. Or very little. Now, what was interesting in that book, I felt like I missed a prequel. That really brought it down. That and bad e-formatting. But I really feel like I missed something. Like, you know? And it's like, in Bloody Mary, I kind of felt like I missed something here. And I would have preferred to read that war. Just like when I read that book, it's like, I would have preferred to read the first book that doesn't exist, or the prequel that doesn't exist, because it sounded so much cooler. So this kind of sounds so much cooler, although if I had read it, it might not have been as interesting as in my head, but it is Garth Ennis, and if there's one thing he knows how to tell, is war stories. Let me see your war face. Rawr! Now, speaking of which, this did get me thinking. This and other post-apocalyptic stories that take place in this 10 to 15 year time span could have happened, right? Theoretically. Like, if you look at Europe, they could have happened, but they didn't. It's like, Europe could join, but it's like, it didn't for some reason. Maybe it will later. But when I think about history and all the history crap I've read and learned, it's like, things should have happened, but they didn't. Like, they should have taken over Japan. Kublai Khan. They didn't quite. Like, Germany should have won World War I or II. But that didn't happen either. It's like, the English should have won the American Revolutionary War. That didn't happen. So, it makes me wonder if there's some group behind it all. Some Illuminati-esque group. Or the Illuminati themselves. Influence things. It's like, it just, if you think about recent years, it's like things start to be good, but then something happens. There's a setback. Housing collapses. Stock market crash. 9/11. Things start to be good. And then, worldwide financial meltdown. And that, you gotta wonder. It's like, if things are moving too fast, something happens to stop it again. I could just be seeing patterns where there are none. But I don't think so. I think there's something out there. And I don't know what it is. I want to be a part of it. Come on, email me or write to me. I'll be a part of it. I want to mess with people. Influence things. Yeah, for the betterment of mankind. Or just to have a little fun. One of the two. Okay. Now, when it comes to this comic, I could have actually read a story just about the war without anything supernatural happening. Like, if it was just about Mary wanting her revenge on Anderton for not only killing her, the other people on the kill team, because he was also on the kill team, but also killing their parents. It's like, you know, I could have read that. But then it became something completely different. And I don't know. I mean, it was cool that all the high tech crap counted each other, and that it was left for the infantry. That's true. But before that happens, you got to feel for the grunts that are like, have our countermeasures come? Nope. And then it's just like, oh, we're fucked. But then you got to wonder. Is that happening better or worse than a war where the front line doesn't move an inch? And that's got to be bad. Trench warfare was not exciting. So, yeah. At least the other one, you get a quick death, I guess. Now, I've not read 2000 AD. See, alternate future 2000 AD. Kind of not true. But as everyone knows, it all comes back to 2000 AD. And for some reason, Bloody Mary reminded me of that. I think, see, part of it was Garth Ennis, because he has worked on 2000 AD stuff. The also other part could have been it took place in a not too distant fucked up future, which, while I may have read a story or two, but I don't remember. So we'll just say I haven't read any 2000 AD. But I have a feeling that that is what 2000 AD is about. A fucked up, not too distant future. But I also think Carlos Esquera had a lot to do with it. It's just the art. I've seen art from 2000 AD. And then it looked like it. Like, this could have been printed under it. And I don't know if it was. Or if there was other stuff. But yeah, Carlos, he had a good job. Despite the title being Bloody Mary, it was bloody. And the violence, of course, was a little over the top, but it wasn't as bad as you think it would be. But I think he did a good job of realism with the fantastical for Carlos. Good job, Carlos. Now, what's funny is the blood dragons, since you know it was recently Halloween, and I have seen a lot of Friday the 13th movies, because people were streaming them. The blood dragons reminded me of the Jason Goes to Hell, where the black guy, Dr. Dude, he eats Jason's heart, and then he becomes Jason. That's pretty sick. It's not as sick as that, because they don't really show it. If they do, it's in the mouth for like one frame, and then they're puking in the next frame. But that was sick. And Jason goes, "Oh, go YouTube it. It's nasty. But go YouTube it." Now, what I like, I don't know, is that the Hitler of this universe gets killed and the war still rages on. At least that's what I got with the second story, because the second story doesn't have anything to do with the war. But as far as I know, like, the troops are still in Europe. Our troops are still in Europe. So it might have been the fact that no one found his body, as it did get chopped up by the helicopter. So there is that. They might have thought he disappeared. Or maybe other people seized power. Or maybe it's one of those wars where we've been doing it for so long and we're so entrenched in it that we can't stop now. That's cool. I mean, it would have been cool if the second story focused on that. Maybe a little. But it moved to the States. I guess showing that the States weren't all immune. But That'd have been nice to see anyway. What I didn't understand in the second story is that the Vat Man wanted Bloody Mary dead. She didn't fuck up his face. I don't even think she tried to kill him in the first book. It was basically Anderton and Rochelle's fault. Rochelle, huh? That's the name of the Hitler dude. Now, I guess if they're dead, you have to blame somebody. And I also didn't like it that in the second book there was a deus ex machina. Well, whatever. However you pronounce it. Because Vat Man easily found and had a cure. But then it didn't make sense because it's like, how can you beat Mary? Well, you could chop her up and burn her, I guess. But you can't. I don't know. She had scars when she got shot, but does the body regenerate? I think it does as a limited sense, but if he chopped off an arm, would the arm grow back like a la Piccolo? I don't know. It's good to know. Well, unlike Dynamite, this book was 1999, but you get a lot more bang for the buck because there are essentially two stories in here. That was cool. It took me a long ass time to read. So much, in fact, that I had to bring it in me with in the bathroom for a few times instead of reading my normal book, which I'm almost done with. And I liked Bloody Mary a lot. But I wish he had done more stories. Unless he did, and it's under 2000 AD, something I'll never read or I'm able to get my hands on. There's a lot more open here. Like, I want to know what happened next, or other people, about the war. Not a lot of stuff. So it'd be nice to read it. Anyways, I gave it on the Mark Critic score a 4 out of 5. As always, thanks for listening, everybody. Leave me some feedback on iTunes. And next week's pick will be Why the Last Man Safe Word. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions, email me at vertigocast@gmail.com. Or you can go to thecomicsforum.com to see what's coming up. Visit the website at vforvertigo.blogspot.com. I'm also part of the Comics Podcast Network. Check that out at comicspodcast.com. Follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/hellsfire. And remember, you can't lose what you don't put in the middle, but you can't win much either.